The Bahamas party begins! A couple of weeks ago, I was whisked away to the Bahamas for a sex party. After our cock-sucking practice session on the private jet, we arrived at the palatial space for the Bahamas sex party. Clicking her leash. While my new tea girlfriend had the velvet choker on, I found her a precious pink leather collar on the table, littered with collars and leashes near the entrance. Even though this wasn't a BDSM party, it isn't uncommon to have a dominant-submissive dynamic going on, and I took the advantage. Besides my claiming her, I knew having her a leash length away would help her feel more comfortable, too. While we wandered around, I explained the rules of the game at sex parties. Do not enter a scene without permission. Do not touch someone without permission. No thank you means no. Do not try to bargain a different answer. The same goes for you. If you don't want to be with someone sexually, don't hesitate to say no thank you. It will be honored. May I goes a long way towards being invited in. No alcohol, no drugs, no weapons, and mutual respect is required. Finding the cock. I knew about a quarter of the people at this party, which surprised me actually, so depended on connections to find someone willing to be the penis model for my new tea girlfriend. First one, then two, and then another suggested the Bahamian liaison for the party, pointing me in his direction across the room. I could see his head above the others and knew what that meant for the size of his cock. As we got closer, I felt my knees weaken at his gorgeous blackness, his flaccid cock hanging downward, but speaking to me clearly as if to say, "Suck me!" I whispered to no one in particular, "Good God." Within moments, the negotiation was in order, and this gorgeous black man was sitting on the deep blue velvet ottoman with his back up against the wall. My girlfriend and I got onto our knees, both of us with our hair pulled back so it would stay out of the way. His muscular legs were spread wide so the two of us could get between them, my taking on the role of teacher and she the student. I'll lick, you'll lick. When I teach folks how to suck dick, I do it like this. Me first, then you. Me again, then you. On and on until they become comfortable and are set aflight on their own. It was the same with this giant man. I showed her how to hold a cock, demonstrating the heft and thickness of a black man's cock. Her eyes bugged out, saying, "How am I going to put this in my mouth?" I smiled gently and told her, "One step at a time." My left hand tucked under his dick and found his long testicles, and I began fondling them gently. I told the girl next to me that each man is different in how he likes to be touched, so experiment. A little pull here, a little tug, tug, tug there, perhaps some rolling. Then I leaned down and took one in my mouth while our hands were still around his cock. Just that little bit of attention set him on the path to erection.